Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. And the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. The show is all about exposing corruption. And I don't mind using names. One of the more current corruption schemes is coming up, because the election for sheriff of Clark County, Nevada is going to start probably January of 2018. So if you want to see something that's going to be rather exposing, because I'm going to come up with everything. I'm going to come up with the murders that the police administration has been involved in, and the money laundering, and the narcotics distribution, the phony drug dogs. Can you imagine the phony drug dogs that were used in the interdiction program stop hundreds of vehicles to see if they've got dope or money that's laced with dope or whatever? And we find out later that all those dogs were phony. They were just it was a dog and pony show, literally, where the handler would just give the dog the cue, and the dog would act like there's dope in there. And if they found dope, that's good. If they didn't find any dope, well, that's okay, too. They just let the person go. But all that stuff was just phony. And there's a lawsuit by the Nevada Highway Patrol against the people they bought the dogs from, and the LVMPD, and the DEA, and the Department of Investigation, Nevada Investigation Unit. I mean, the Highway Patrol, all these people, and they knew that the dogs were phony until finally Highway Patrol officers couldn't stand it anymore, so they filed a lawsuit. A lawsuit is probably about 2 years old now, and it's up in Reno, and you can research that. I'm sure they're going to try and make some kind of deal, because can you imagine the vehicles that were seized, the property that was seized, the money, and of course some dope in that program? But it was all based on phony probable cause, and that probable cause should have been real drug dogs sniffing out drugs. So that'd be an interesting one to handle. I'm going to bring up, when the debates start for Clark County Sheriff, I'm going to bring up the $1 billion theft by then Attorney General Brian Sandoval and currently Governor Brian Sandoval. Now, this was during the Governor Kenny Quinn back in 2000. And Attorney General Brian Sandoval then and the Governor Kenny Quinn, they conspired along with several others to have $1 billion of Nevada citizens' monies transferred from the treasury and transferred to the private bank accounts of ICON, Employees Insurance Company of Nevada. All this is pretty much public knowledge. Just look up the internet. Just look up ICON lawsuit, E-I-C-O-N, and you can read for yourself. Now, Nevada has a history of just ignoring criminal charges for the elite. And that's wrong in any sense, because it sends a message. Sends a very distinct message to citizens of Nevada that you're never going to get a fair deal. You're never going to get a fair trial if you ever get in trouble. Everything is bought and paid for already, and so is the election. Any election that we have, especially with those electronic voting machines, it's phony. It's all rigged, and that's why Europe pretty much banned all electronic voting machines. I mean, what do they know that we don't know? course, 15 states bought into the electronic voting machines, which was basically owned and operated in South America by Soros. Soros owns those companies, and you can't tell me that those machines aren't rigged. I mean, our gambling machines, electronic slot machines. Well, of course they're rigged. They're already rigged that so that the casino can make some money. So, and are you ready for this? They're remote controlled. They can be remote controlled within the casino. And who do you go after? Go after the manufacturer. Well, that's fine and dandy. You can prove it. Is that the manufacturers in South America? Oh yeah, they're going to cooperate, all right. But just tell us where to go and what to do with the search warrant. So, I mean, what a scheme! What a perfectly well thought out scheme. And unfortunately, the citizens of Nevada and other states were the victim of this. So, if you got some input on this particular subject, give me a call, 1-800-313-9443, and we'll talk about it. So, very sad indeed, sir. So, anyway, the Bundy situation, Cliven Bundy, Ammon Bundy, Ryan Bundy, and about 25 other American patriots are still in custody. I see YouTube videos from the wives of these individuals, especially the Bundys, where they're explaining to everybody what kind of treatment they got. Remember, these citizens, these American patriots, have never been charged with a crime. They haven't been convicted with a crime. They're thrown in prison because Judge Gloria Navarro believes that they're a threat to society. Well, when did they become a threat to society? Was it in 2014? Where they stood up against BLM federal agents and protested peacefully that what the government was doing was an overreach and was illegal. Well, they must have struck a nerve somewhere, because eventually the federal government threw everybody in jail. And this is after not even being charged. This is because they're indicted and they're put in federal prison custody because somebody feels that their presence is detrimental to society and that they're terrorists. But the only terrorist label that they got was from Harry Reid. Now there's a terrorist for you. But he called everybody that was associated with this a terrorist. So all of a sudden now, the Bundys and the American patriots that went up to Burns, Oregon, and the American patriots that stood their ground over there in Bunkerville, Nevada, in 2014, now they're all labeled terrorists, and they're charged with treasonous acts and assault on federal officers, and refusing to leave federal property. And that's another subject that we should get into, is that the building over there in Burns, Oregon, at the reserve, preserve, all of a sudden now, all that is federal property. Federal building, federal this, federal that. Since when does the federal government own property? What is it, Section Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, and it explains why the federal government cannot own property except for 10 square miles over there in Washington, D.C. and for ports and bases and ammunition dumps. They're not allowed to own property. Now, all of a sudden, this property, especially in Nevada, find out that 85% of Nevada is owned by the federal government. Well, when did that happen? The only way that the federal government can own property is if the state legislature agrees to this sale. I don't remember any sale going on. So, all of a sudden, it depends on who you ask and who's talking. The federal government owns everything just about west of the Mississippi River. Now, when did that happen? Well, they just kind of felt that they needed to go ahead and overreach and start owning land so they could control it. Well, that's the basis of what went on with the Bundys. The Bundys refused to relinquish land. They're probably one of the few ranchers that are left. All the other ranchers were squeezed out by the federal government with the arm and force of the Bureau of Land Management. So all of a sudden the Bureau of Land Management is calling the land that the Bundys are on and have their ranch BLM property. Since when does the Bureau of Land Management own property? That's the whole crux of the problem here. Bureau of Land Management is also overreaching, and of course it's under the jurisdiction and the control of the federal government. Folks, we got something really bad brewing here, and we have American patriots innocent of any crime incarcerated. They've been incarcerated since January of 2016. Now, this can happen to anybody. All the federal government has to do is get mad at you. And during this time, Robert LaFoy Finnegan, who was in a vehicle with several other people, two vehicles basically, that were traveling from one county to the next to give instructional speeches on the Constitution. Well, before he got there, he was shot at and then eventually ambushed and assassinated. And you can see the grainy video that he had his hands up. He exited the vehicle, had his hands up, and was shot in the back. He was shot in the back by federal agents or people that were acting under the federal government. The FBI was there, and the Justice Department was there, and everybody was there, and they saw what happened, and they condoned and tolerated this. All of a sudden, LaFoy Finnegan, who was killed and murdered by federal government, by federal agents, now all of a sudden he's got a gun that he was going for. That's really interesting because he got shot in the back. How could the person that shot him in the back see him going for some kind of gun inside his jacket? And it's still up to, I guess, the court system and the investigators whether or not he had a gun. There wasn't one produced in the video, and there's speculation on when he was reaching into his coat that he was actually holding his internal organs back, because he got shot in the back and the bullets came out the front. And so there's speculation when he reached into the lower portion of his coat that he was basically reacting to being shot in the back. So, I mean, who does the investigation? The federal government. And the federal government has already said that the officers did no harm. Now all of a sudden there's an investigation on one of the officers lying in a statement. So again, it's a diversion to get away from who actually gave the order to kill and murder and assassinate Robert LaFoy Finnegan. And instead, they will sacrifice a friend relation because he made a false statement in the investigation. Oh, that's pretty light. And how do we know that federal agent isn't just going to go undercover and continue working as a federal agent? And everybody that wants to talk about that, the federal government will just say, oh yeah, he's incarcerated and he's not to have any visitors or anything like that because he's of what he's done. So the several felonies of lying in a statement during that investigation. But again, it gets away from the main subject on why Robert LaFleur Finnegan was shot and killed. That would be in January 26, 2016. And of course, that coincides with the incarceration of the Bundys and the other 25 American patriots. Now, the information that we're seeing from YouTube videos is that the American patriots and the Bundys are being mistreated and placed in solitary confinement. And were actually used as an example, where they were handcuffed behind their back and meant to stay in a crowded kneeling position for an extended period of time. And this was for a hand brushing incident where Hammond Bundy brushed against a guard, and the guard immediately accused Hammond Bundy of an assault. And from that point on, it just went downhill as to his punishment. So, I mean, it's very easy to have a guard just nitpick, find something wrong that an inmate is doing. And you have to understand, this comes from a 39-year police veteran who wasn't just sitting on his badge. He was working the street, and with the blood and the guts and the beer, and was able to see firsthand what can happen inside a prison cell. It's an ugly world, folks, especially when your own federal government is violating your civil rights, and there isn't anything anybody can do about this. Well, my understanding is that there is a committee that's formed, and a group which is growing by leaps and bounds, that is going to address peacefully and in legal terms the incarceration of the Bundys and the 25 American patriots that are being held in the in prison, in federal prison, without any charges, because they were in error. The federal government was in error in the labeling, just because Harry Reid called them domestic terrorists. They need to be addressed. And this can happen to anybody. Well, it's time for a break, and we'll be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Emily tries but misunderstands. She's often inclined.
Okay, I'm back. This is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor. Brought to you by RBN. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Call in and see what we can accomplish here and expose. So, the corruption in government, especially, and I think I always say this, is that I think Nevada sets the standard. I mean, oh my God, you cannot get a fair shake from these politicians that were illegally elected to their positions. It is just amazing. The latest I see where North Las Vegas constable is trying to sue for his job. He's coming to the end of his term, and I guess they just can't wait to get rid of him. They want to vacate his office until the election comes around, because the current constable didn't succeed in getting his post certificate. POST, Police Officer Standards and Training. The reasoning that he gives is that he has a medical reason why he can't do sit-ups. And I think he's got a logical excuse, if that's it, is that he's got a neurological problem that he can't do a sit-up. So, I don't know. I think a waiver should be granted, and but he has to do everything else in order to get his post certificate. And the way that the politicians in their commission positions in North Las Vegas, I mean, it's just like a frenzy. They just could not wait in order to close the office of the North Las Vegas Constable's office in order to get rid of the constable. Well, who are they going to get in? They're going to get in somebody like the one that Las Vegas had, Ventura. Oh, my God. I mean, there isn't anything he didn't do. So, it's going to be something to see. When I say this, I mean it in all earnest, is that pay attention to the election coming up in 2018 for Clark County Sheriff. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be very enlightening. Enlightening is a good one, because most people don't know what's happened. Most people don't even know who Kevin Scott Daly is. Well, that was a corrections officer that failed to show up for work. And a month later, his vehicle is found by Lake Mead and is burned up. And later on, after the Henderson Police Department investigated it, later on, the search party, volunteer search party, found Kevin Daly's severed head, just his head, no body, no clothes, no nothing, and 300 feet away from where his vehicle was. So, why isn't there an investigation? This is big time news. Why didn't news report this? The only reason that I know about it is that during legal depositions, pursuant to my lawsuit, came out. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and again, this is the kind of music that I live.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Last night I had too much to drink. Sitting in the club with so many fools, playing to rules.
Okay, back at you, Gordon Martinez. The show's called American Honor, and it's brought to you by RBN. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I believe we have a caller that's on the line. I think it's Betty in North Carolina. Betty, are you there?
Yes, I am. Are you familiar?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Are you familiar with the most recent trial in the Bundy case by Judge Napolitano? Is that how it is? Fifth District Federal Judge?
You know, I thought it was Gloria Navarro who was...
Oh, you're right. I'm wrong. I'm so glad. I had it confused and I didn't have access to my papers, and that's why I started out that way. I'm so grateful. Gloria Navarro is being... there's a thing in the Senate to impeach her for her actions in this case.
Well, that's wonderful news. I didn't know about that. That's wonderful news.
I don't think it's so wonderful because I think that there's so little chance of getting 100 senators to arrive at the conclusion. And as an alternative to that...
You might be right about that, yeah.
It just doesn't seem right that the federal grand jury is kind of gone to scrap anyway. But as an alternative, I was just wondering, the county in which this took place and the sheriff of that county, could that could somebody like you be able to present the evidence to that sheriff and say, I want a county investigation of this grand jury indictment against her? Is that something that's feasible or not?
I think it's possible, but, you know, the way the federal government is set up, they've got barriers that prevent, you know, like the county sheriff, who's the highest law enforcement officer ever, or throughout. Nobody is more...
he's supposedly able to go to the courthouse, and if you've got indictment evidence, he's obligated for, you know, an indictment hearing.
You're right. I think presenting it is feasible. But again, the federal government puts in a bunch of barriers for protection just against something like that.
Well, I think we citizens are going to have to get up on our high horse. And I thank you for taking my call.
Okay, well, and I think you're right. The only way that any of this is going to get done is by we the people. And have a voluntary grand jury that's formed in the county. And then just go from there.
And if you say you do it instead of me, I thank you.
Okay, take care, Betty. Thanks
okay,
for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, you know, this whole thing with the Bundys and the American Patriots that stood their ground against the Bureau of Land Management back in 2014, had there been a sheriff with some Huevos Rancheros, instead of him hiding behind his desk, he could have very easily intervened and stopped this whole thing, stopped the arrest of people, stopped having snipers set up in their little perches and bearing down on the protesters. And it just got so bad, and that the do-nothing sheriff at the time, Gillespie, could have stopped all this. The fact is that the Bundys went to the sheriff and explained to him what they were going to do and requested his help. That's all. The sheriff could have easily told the federal government, the Bureau of Land Management, and their snipers, and every federal agent to leave that area. And they would have to obey that because the sheriff is the highest law enforcement officer in the county. But did he do it? No. Is he politically motivated? Yes. Harry Reid had his hands in there. They wanted that land. They confiscated illegally Clive and Bundy's cattle, corralled them up, sold them, killed them. Tried to bury the evidence, tore up his water lines. So, I mean, what they did was criminal. And who gets to pay for that? The Bundys. The Bundys were illegally arrested and for something that, for standing their ground in 2014, and they were illegally arrested in 2016. Now, if they're such horrible people and terrorists that would just disrupt the entire community, why did it take 2 years for the federal government to come up with this? And it didn't stand. It didn't stand the court. So, I don't know. You tell me. What are we supposed to do? And the people that have to live under this kind of pressure, like the Hammonds. The Hammonds, just ranchers, him and his son, doing their thing. They contacted the Bureau of Land Management and advised them of a controlled burn. If those of you who don't know, is that you burn the grass and the vegetation that's there, so the next time it grows through, there's more of it. And they did. They got a permit. They started a controlled burn. It got out of hand a little and burned another parcel of land. Well, the Bureau of Land Management, in their infinite wisdom, decided to charge the Hammonds with arson. Now, that's just absolutely ridiculous. But again, federal agents charged an American citizen with arson. It goes to federal court, and federal court finds them guilty of arson. So they sentence them to 1 year in federal prison. Well, this wasn't quite good enough, because one of the pencil neck geeks that they have back in the Justice Department figured out that why don't we charge the Hammonds with treason, with violating the Constitution and any other federal charge that they have, for which there is a 5-year penalty. So, as we speak, the Hammonds are in federal prison for 5 years. It's almost like a double jeopardy type thing. And again, who decided that they were guilty of all these other treasonous acts? And a federal judge. Well, you're going up against a stacked deck with this. It should be an independent court lined with we the people. And let's get away from this good old boy system that the federal government has going. So there they are, 5 years in federal prison, and their ranch and their belongings and their cattle is now disappeared. Federal government went in there and took care of all their property. Folks, this can happen to anybody for any reason if we allow the government to run roughshod over everybody without anybody saying anything. Well, they've just proved that anybody that objects to their conduct can get thrown in prison. Well, now, isn't that just interesting? So that message, basically, once the male part of any marriage who they depend upon for their sustenance is thrown in jail, what is the rest of the family supposed to do? I mean, how are they supposed to survive? Federal government doesn't care. All they want to do is just prove a point that if you don't go along to get along, you'll be punished. I mean, so far, the Bundys and the American Patriots, the rest of the American Patriots, number about 20 to 25, have committed no crime. But they're in federal prison, and we're slowly getting to the point where they're going to torture them. And believe me, in prison, it is torture. You either go by the strict rules they have, or you'll be punished. And punishment, from what I understand, and I've never seen that, but they handcuff you with your hands behind your back, and maybe handcuffed to an ankle or both ankles, and they leave you in that position in a small cage box for hours on end to teach you a lesson that you either follow their rules or be punished. Now, this is to people that have committed no crime. Or, how'd they ever get away with that? Well, because the powers to be labeled the Bundys and everybody else terrorists, domestic terrorists. Or, if that isn't the pot calling the kettle black, shh. So, here we have your neighbor. This is your neighbor. The Bundys and the other American Patriots standing up for the Constitution and standing up for their rights and trying to point out that the federal government is engaged in an overreach to control the land. And that isn't the way things are done, folks. That isn't the way it's supposed to be. So think about straightening this out and advising the federal government what they're doing is wrong. Lawsuits, peaceful protests. You have to do it in the court system and go by the rules, and you will win. Because everybody knows what the federal government is doing is wrong. It's wrong, and it needs to be pointed out. And I understand a group is already formed, and it is growing, and it has to do with the Bundys and their current incarceration. I look at it as an illegal incarceration. And a phony prosecution in order to point out to everybody that they're going to have the Bundys' land, they're going to have the Hammonds' land, and they already have, because the Russians have now leased the property for the uranium deposits that are there. And we can thank the Clintons for arranging that. So why isn't there an outcry? Are people that afraid of your federal government? Well, it sure appears that it is. So give me your thoughts. Call in at 1-800-313-9443. Let's talk a little bit about all the fake news and all the phony crisis things that have occurred. And this is just to keep you on edge. It's to keep everybody fearful of in fear, and who are they going to look at for protection? The federal government. This federal government is riddled with a bunch of crooks and needs to be cleaned out. Hopefully President Trump can do it. He's got the education, he's got the knowledge and intelligence to do this. He's just, in my opinion, working a little slow. Should have done this like the first day. Get rid of all that trash that's in our federal government and the Justice Department. And now, the FBI. I mean, my God. The FBI. The one agency that I thought would never be corrupted. Well, it is. I mean, they've already murdered. They murdered Robert LaFoy Finnegan up in Burns, Oregon. They need the answer for that. You don't do stuff like that to individuals. Now they want to say that that Robert LaFoy Finnegan was armed. Well, so far, since they're the ones that investigated, they can load him up with Robert LaFoy Finnegan up with every bomb that there is. And say that he was ready to blow himself up and everybody else. That's why he was shot. I mean, they can come up with anything they want to. Bottom line is, Robert LaFoy Finnegan had his hands up in the air, and he was shot. And he curled up. He held his stomach, which is probably exposed, and fell to the ground and died. So, it's ugly. So, anyway, I hear the 60s music, and it just makes my heart sing. I'll be back in a few.
Cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away, like a newborn baby. It just happens every day. back door, I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes.
Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor, brought to you by RBN. We've got about 3 minutes left. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to bring to everyone's attention what is happening with television. It is television, and that's the only explanation that anyone can give, because you can't trust it. There isn't any reality in there, or if there is reality, it's kind of like Swiss cheese. It's a little reality here, a little reality there, and then everybody believes that what they see on TV is true. Nowadays, I've never seen anything like this. It's that the fake news and the fake crisis that they produce, and the shootings in San Bernardino, and the shootings up in Oregon, and the bombing in Boston, Sandy Hook drill at the elementary school. Well, this is where they made a really big error. Here they have children that are being escorted by supervision across the parking lot. Maybe it has 10 or 11 children. Where were the other 600 elementary school children? And where are the parents that, once they get news of a shooting at a school, where are the parents rushing to the school to find and pick up their child? It wasn't there, folks. There's so many holes in that the drill was made specifically in order to enhance the restrictions on gun control in that state. And it worked, but they lost a lot of credibility by the American public by phoning up that type of thing and used the emotional scale, where 26 people lost their lives and 20 of them were children. Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good shooting for a guy with a 9mm handgun. They tried to get that AR-15 into his hands, but it just wasn't going to work. So he ends up with the 9mm that supposedly didn't wound anybody. It killed 26 people. Well, if you believe that, and if you go to the Social Security Death Index, you'll find that no one died in Sandy Hook that day. What to believe? If you believe the 9/11 thing, well, God bless you. So, anyway, we're coming to the end of the show. Everybody be safe, and we will catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye.
Question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.